What kind of different bodies of water would you have?
Okay, you got your oceans, your rivers, your lakes, your streams, your ponds.
What would you call something a little smaller than a stream?
Creek.
And something maybe smaller than a creek?
Smaller than a stream, smaller than a creek. That's a good question. Creek. Smaller than a stream.
Or what would a brook be? How would you, if you had a brook and a stream and a creek, how would you rate them size wise?
Okay. Creek is like a river. A brook would be like in between the creek and the stream, because the stream would be smaller. But that's one word I never used.
I don't think I ever had it either.
I'm sure I know it.
I know, I can't imagine something I would call a brook.
Yeah, you know. Wow. I'd call it one or the other and just let it go.
Yeah. What would be a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field? Might be maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Gorge?
Yeah. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain's cut a channel across a field or road, you might call that a
flash flood?
And it might cut these paths, maybe a little smaller. In the side of a hill by the river or something?
Yeah, wash out. Run off.
What would you call a small rise in the land?
Crest.
And what if you had a big rise in the land?
A hill?
And bigger than a hill, you'd have a
mountain.
What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that might drop off really sharp?
Ravine?
And up in the mountains where the road goes in a low place, you would call a...
Up in the mountains.
If a mountain might go like that, and the road could go through.
Go through the mountain? No.
Could call it a notch.
Never heard of that.
I think it's probably only used in the mountains.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher.
Did you ever go down to the docks in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
What's it, how would you describe the area?
The docks?
Yeah.
Alright, now, there's different type of docks. Now, you got your shipyard and then you got your marinas.
Yeah.
Now, which one you want me to describe?
Both of them.
Okay, the marinas have different slits for different boats to dock in, the berth in.
Yeah.
And different size slits for different size boats. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the same at the shipyard. The thing about it is, when they work on a ship, they pull it into the berth and lift it up on a thing. I think it's called a dry dock.
Yeah.
And then, work on and everything like that. It's kind of cool.
Where would the freight be unloaded at?
Freight loading zone. Freight unloading zone.
What would you call a place where maybe in the mountains, where a large amount of water would fall off of a
waterfall.
Cliff? What's a kind of white, hard paved road like a city sidewalk?
A white paved road?
Excuse me, where'd you want to go?
To the stove. White paved road. It's made out of lime rock. Still, side road that hadn't been paved yet. Mm-hmm.